What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Daily's dirty.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is one of them old Reaction Monday kind of parties. Last little Reaction Monday after the Texans lose to the Chiefs on Saturday. They're out of the playoffs. The season 2024-25 season has come to an end. And once again, the Texans lose in the second round of the playoffs. I got to tell you, though, boys, to be completely honest with you, I feel 10 times better right now than I felt last year at this point in time. Last year, I wasn't real sure what progress was made. Obviously, they were a better football team because they had C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, D'Amico Ryans. Obviously, they had 10 wins, and they've gone to the second round of the playoffs. But, boy, when you just get skull-drugged by Baltimore, I'm not sure that all the other stuff mattered. You still were miles away from being in the class of the top of the AFC. You know, this year the season didn't go as planned. However, you still get in the dance. You get in the playoffs. You win in the first round again. You get to the second round. You got to go to Arrowhead, play Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs in their place. And you were competitive. You were competitive. You can literally watch that game film and say, damn, if we wouldn't have done this, 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 and that, or if we'd have done this, 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 and that better, we would have had a chance to literally be playing in the AFC Championship game. You were competitive with the best that the NFL has to offer. And I'm going to tell you.
That's why the Chiefs frustrate teams, isn't it? I feel like a lot of teams walk away feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, especially now. It used to be, you know, Pat Mahomes-centric and offensive explosive that you got teams that, like, defenses. I mean, you got opponents completely out of their own skin before you ever took the field. Now you go out there going, hey, man, we got a chance. We feel pretty good about being able to slow Pat down a little bit, but then you end up.
It's crazy. People still, in their mind, visualize that. They ain't been that in a while.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, they've been just scoring. Again, they have only scored 31. They've never been over 30. They've done it twice. Just 3-0. Never right. over it.
Yeah, it's wild, man. But anyway, I feel better being a Texans fan right now than I did last year after a playoff loss. Losing sucks, no doubt about it. But the team is definitely trending in the right direction. I love the comments that D'Amico Ryans had, by the way, not necessarily today as much as what he had to say post-game. Absolutely loved it. Sounds like he's turning a corner, going to hold some guys accountable. Hopefully that's just not a off-season thing. Hopefully that's a way of doing business moving forward for D'Amico Ryans. We shall see. But I got a list here. And of course, it's a negative list. You got your ass kicked. And beyond the referees that we talked about at length earlier in the show, there are several self-inflicted wounds. There's several situations that I don't know how in week 20 we are still seeing certain things, right? How in the hell are we still seeing certain things out of the offense and out of the defense, right? A little earlier on, I talked about we're still full slide protecting. Talking about pass protection. We're taking the offensive line and turning every offensive lineman hard left or hard right and asking Dalton Schultz to block the man on the end of the line of scrimmage opposite that full slide. I mean, think about that for a minute. In critical situations, this offensive line slides to the highest paid person on this football team, our at least on the offense, in Laramie Tunsil.
And I'll give Laramie, he didn't need help. I don't remember Laramie getting really beat. Chris Jones over there a lot.
Didn't need help. Didn't need. That's my point. That's what makes this whole full slide thing to the best protector, and one of the best protectors in the league, makes it crazy that they're doing it, right? To the side where the running back is. Right, to the side where all your receivers are, where guys have to cover a man. They can't blitz. They got to cover a man at the very least. Right? Just doesn't make sense. And then the cherry on top is to have any protection in the playbook. Week 20, where Dalton Schultz is responsible for blocking a defensive end or any edge rusher outside linebacker, is criminal. I cannot believe that we saw that again beyond the Minnesota game. And I should have known it, Ron. I should have knew it when Bobby Slowick stepped his ass up there to that podium and said, oh, every team in the NFL does it. Our guys got to be able to do it. We got to execute. I should have known.
Tough week to see it come back so prevalent.
I should have known that it was going to come back. Bottom line is, I cannot believe in the most critical moment of the Texans season. Season on the line, win or go home, down 8. Multiple times in a three-play sequence. Dalton Schultz ends up on Karloftis, who clearly, after the first time, if you didn't see it enough, why would you go back to it at that point? It just blows my mind that we're still seeing that. That's number one. Number two, right, we just talked about it last segment. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it, Ron, but D'Amico Ryan's never making the adjustment to handle Travis Kelce over the middle of the field at any point in time in that game is mind-blowing. Asking Miles Bryant, who is, for being honest, he's the third or fourth best nickel defender on this team, asking Miles Bryant and middle linebackers, not even Christian Harris, Azeez Al-Shaair, to account for the best pass-catching tight end the game has ever seen.
Honest guy.
Blows my mind.
Clint, how many different other things could he have done after? Understand, as you said earlier, you got a game plan. All right, we're going to play zone. We're going to do that. But what other things could he have done besides the Miles Bryant, that seemed to be the adjustment. It feels like there were like 8 other things he could have done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you
any of the other corners
really at this, when you're coming out of half, like it's time to go for it on 4th and 10. It's time to pull out all stops. It's time to figure some things out. And you know, for me, the fact that there was no adjustment is a story here. It's not about, boy, well, I would have put Derek Stingley Jr. on him, or I would have put
Christian Harris.
If you're gonna continue to play zone and you've got zero, Azeez Al-Shaair's been in and out of the game with an injury, put Christian Harris in there. The best thing he does is cover skills.
Range,
right?
Yep.
Which, by the way, the problem wasn't Azeez Al-Shaair was in good position a couple of times. It was the feel, right? For some reason, I don't know if he was reading Mahomes' eyes and Mahomes moved him with his eyes, but it was the feel. He didn't feel the tight end coming over the top of him. And so, I don't know, man. I think there were several other things that could have been done. Not that they would have worked. They may not have worked. It may have exposed them on the outside, and Worthy and Hollywood Brown may have had big games. I don't know. But the thought that we're just going to continue as we're going, and that dude is on the same page with Pat Mahomes, and we've read that book before. We've seen that movie before. It ends in losing every single time. If he's getting off, the Chiefs ain't getting beat. It's that simple. And so, the fact that D'Amico never adjusted that absolutely blows my mind. Both of those two, the full slide, pass protection, Dalton Schultz accountable for a DN, and then not adjusting to Travis Kelce. Those two, to me, are the two most egregious, like, what the hell moments that we saw. Now, I got a few more, though, Ron. How we are this deep in the season, and Dare Ogunbowale is still our third down back. And not only our third down back, Ron, but also when you get into a hurry-up situation,